Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our coverage of the 2023 World Credit Union Conference here in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And I think the boat across the harbor there is doing something.
It's signaling. So perfect timing, right?
I'm right off camera here. We'll show a cutaway of it. But I think we have the world's largest cruise ship right across the bay here on the harbor.
It literally could not be any closer.
Yeah, exactly. We could probably jump on board to it a little bit later. But anyway, hey, we are here at the conference and again in beautiful Vancouver. And look who is in the studio lounge, Mr. Scott Butterfield from your credit union partner. How are you, Scott? Good to see you again. It's been a while.
Good. I know. Since the last World Conference and then the one before that.
That's
doing
right.
Well. Great to be here and thank you for taking time.
You are welcome.
Yeah.
You are welcome. Well, thank you for kicking off our coverage here. Couldn't ask for a better person to do that with. So how have things been since we've last spoken? Because I see LinkedIn posts and Twitter things. You are all over the planet, my friend.
Well, yeah, it's been a great year. Of course, we do a lot of strategic planning. Allison Carr, my business partner, booked me for 40 strategic planning sessions last year.
Congratulations.
So that's why you're seeing all of the...
You are traveling. You are traveling
for the
lot.
First time, two credit unions in the UK, and of course been working with the British, the Association of British Credit Unions on a couple of really cool projects, focused on community development in the UK, kind of modeling some of the work that Allison and I do with CDFI, mm-hmm. community development work here in the US. So mm-hmm. that's kept us really busy.
Right on.
And then of course we do a lot of with the community development work and the CDFI work, the grant season, secondary capital mm-hmm. for those community development credits has been really busy.
Oh,
so
good.
Yes,
good.
We've Delta, I'm just going to say, Delta loves me.
I bet they do. Welcome back, Mr. Butterfield.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly.
Your seat right up front awaits you. So
that's right.
Good stuff. Hey, you are actually on a panel and moderating a session here at the conference, Overcoming the Board Recruitment and Development Dilemma, which is a pretty darn big topic in this industry right now. So share with me, give us a quick overview on what you guys are going to be talking about.
Yeah, it is timely and important. We have a great panel. We have Corlinda Wooden, mm-hmm. Senior Vice President and Chief Retail Officer at Unitas mm-hmm. Credit Union.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Robert Kelly, the CEO of the Association of British Credit Union League.
Okay.
And then Mr. Austin Brown, who is the President at the Community Workers of Jamaica Credit Union.
Interesting. Okay.
And the four of us, we're really going to be talking about a couple of big challenges that are relevant today for credit union volunteers. One is the recruitment. Where do credit unions, we're going to be addressing, where do credit unions find that next generation of board volunteer? We have an older, average age
yeah.
board. They're the legacy of credit unions, but we lack the representation, more diverse board, mm-hmm. including that younger generation mm-hmm. that's going to bring their vision mm-hmm. of the world
yeah.
and their unique perspective. So we're going to be talking about the recruitment piece. We'll be talking about engagement. Engagement, honestly, that's if I were to pick one thing that I noticed last year, facilitating with 40 different credit union board of directors, is I'm seeing an engagement issue.
How so?
Normally you would see all of the board members show up for a strategic
yeah.
planning session.
Right.
Maybe one or two out of seven had something just emergency
mm-hmm,
come up.
Mm-hmm.
This last year and a half, it's not uncommon to see half of the board not show up.
Really?
For strategic planning, and it isn't through a lack of the CEO or even the board chair encouraging them to be there, and of course the reason many state is, well, they're really busy people, they have jobs, and I get that.
Sure.
I get that,
but
and we got to figure out how to work around it. But
you made this commitment to this credit union that you want to see do good things. you want to put the time in to help give it some direction, I would think, right?
Absolutely. In fact, if there's one meeting you don't want to miss during the year, it's the strategic.
Exactly.
Planning session.
Exactly.
So that's, we're going to talk about that a little bit. You know, how do you get folks, I mean, on the bare minimum, I know from CEOs' perspectives and board chairs' perspective, it's great just to get someone that will read the board pack and show up to the meeting and care about the credit union. But that's a baseline.
Right.
You know, at a higher level, engagement is opening doors in the community for the credit union.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like in the old days, the original sponsors, they were the firefighters or the iron workers, right? And they worked with the potential field of membership. So they were, you know, encouraging credit union membership and, hey, you should come join the credit union. And they were advocates. Well, what that might look like today is a board members that are engaged in the community that are using their position or their network within the community to open
mm-hmm.
doors,
mm-hmm.
just like in the old days, to bring new members and people coming in into the credit union. So, you know, how do we get that level of engagement?
Gotcha.
And so that it's not just showing up and making a motion and seconding the motion.
Yeah.
It's how do we help grow this credit union? What
mm-hmm.
can we do?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to talk about that. Mr. Brown from Jamaica, he has got the most amazing development. As he was sharing with me how they developed their directors, I thought, okay, how could we do that in the U.S.?
Yeah.
Could we do that in the U.S.? Because I'm really happy for him, excited for him to share that, because it really is like a mentoring
mm-hmm.
program
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
with high accountability and engagement, but also this high mission, vision, value proposition of, it's really clear when he shares it, it's really clear why being part of that board is so important, why it's meaningful, why should I give my time and talent and energy to do that. So it's going to be really, development, engagement, recruitment. We'll talk a little bit about some characteristics of high performing boards.
Oh, good.
Some of the things that each of us have seen of those boards that are just hitting a home
mm-hmm,
run
mm-hmm.
and doing well.
Because this isn't just a domestic issue. This is a global issue, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, because here we are.
Yeah.
And you have folks on the panel from different parts of the planet all talking about the same thing. So only different perspectives, which I really appreciate about this conference. So that's what makes it so unique and so great.
Yeah.
So yeah. Oh my gosh. I would love to have, what's the gentleman's name again? I'm sorry.
Austin Brown.
I have to have him on the show. I want to get his secret. I want to get his secret sauce on how this works. So
absolutely.
Would love it.
Fantastic. And the other perspective that I like is we've got Corlinda, who is at the C-suite level,
mm-hmm.
Not only, you know, with obviously within a credit union and that level of interaction in governance with the board. She also is a board member of a nonprofit in her community. So
we
bring the president perspective
mm-hmm.
in Austin Brown, and
mm-hmm.
then we bring the chief executive perspective from Robert Kelly
mm-hmm.
in. Okay, so because he gets to interact with his board, right? So how do you approach this from different? And of course, my perspective is going to be, even though I've served on a credit union board in the past
mm-hmm.
and I've worked at the C-suite level interacting with boards,
mm-hmm.
Also been on the board of a small credit union, and you know, so we've got some good different perspectives.
Yeah.
It is an international issue, and volunteerism is really the core of what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
will the topic of paid board members come up, or is that still too controversial a topic in this day and age? Because that's been talked about a lot.
That's an awesome question, and I don't know. I haven't had the conversation with international credit unions about that topic. Of course, as you know, in the U.S., we have some state charter credit unions, certain states that are able to compensate volunteers. And, you know, it could come up, and it's interesting, it has come up during the year through the different strategic
mm-hmm.
planning sessions.
Oh, I bet.
And, you know, I guess right now I'm kind of in this in-between. I used to be just off the cuff, no, We're volunteers. That's the way it's always supposed to be. I'm not as quick to say no today, because I think one, if it does come up in the session on Tuesday, I think my response would be along the lines of, you know, if compensation, some form of compensation, is what we're going to need to have a more engaged board member.
That's what I was thinking. To get that engagement
up,
you might have to look down that road. Yeah.
Yes.
So yeah, I'm just again just throwing it out there because I keep hearing about it. So
it is, and you're going to hear more about it. Mm-hmm. And you know, and you think about it, Mike, is, you know, if I'm a community charter credit union, and I do have compensation, I certainly can go out into a community and find people that, you know, going back and say, we're a fireman's credit union, we got to find firefighters to come and be on the board. If we're a community charter credit union, certainly I can find people in the community that have influence, that will advocate and contribute to what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And if you compensate, I think they're, you know, it's hard to fire a volunteer. so to be able to have a level of accountability for the board in making sure, you know, that engagement and whatnot's there. And if I sound a little negative right now, I mean, I get to work with some fantastic board of directors that inspire me every day. Mm-hmm. But obviously we're having this session because it isn't what it should be everywhere. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. hopefully, I hope that, you know, folks that attend today, and there's going to be a lot of directors there.
Yeah, I bet.
That they can go back to their credit and say, you know, maybe it is time for us to talk about term limits. Mm-hmm. Maybe it is time for us to talk about our engagement problem.
Yep.
What are we going to do?
Yeah. Yeah, this is all super timely and very important stuff, especially in today's day and age of just the pace of business today is so fast that you just... looking at this from a board level, I don't know. You're the one with the answers, I would think, or maybe there's some, like you said, that these top performing boards would be great examples to say, okay, how are you guys approaching today's incredibly lightning fast world out there? So yeah, and then how does the credit union keep up, and how does your direction help the credit union keep up, I think is probably what I'm trying to get out.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting is, I know a lot of high-performing credit unions, and I don't know one high-performing credit union that does not have a really good, well-functioned board. They go hand in hand, mm-hmm. and it's because of what you said. Things are moving so fast that a well-performing board is going to be better at bringing in information, reviewing it, understanding the mission vision, understanding the business model, mm-hmm. and you know the things that boards need to know. Those high functioning boards are able to make better decisions. They're more responsive to the things going like this, right?
Yeah.
If you don't have that, or if you've got a board that just isn't, you know, they kick the can down the road, they're having a hard time making decisions, the credit union just flounders.
You're going to suffer. You're going to suffer for sure. So, oh my gosh. So much to talk about, Scott. Anything else here to add? I mean, I could talk to you all day about this type of stuff because it's so fascinating and so important. Again, especially in today's day and age, fast world. So yeah, but anything else to add right here? Or?
I think what I would say is just for those credit unions that don't get to participate or haven't participated in the World Conference, it's such a great opportunity to come and network with people from all over the mm-hmm. world. You look at the list of the countries that are here, you know, Nigeria, Ghana, India, the Caribbean, Islands,
Australia,
Central America, Australia,
Canada.
I know. Yeah, in big numbers, right? And the U.S. But just to get to learn about how they view things and what they're doing,
yeah,
and
it's really
the more you find out, we're more in common than not.
Yeah.
So I'd encourage those credit unions that don't participate to figure out a way to participate and come and be part of a, you know, the U.S., we have 4,800 credit unions, I think.
Mm-hmm.
There's 87,000 international credit unions.
That's a big number.
It's a big movement.
Yes, yes.
It's going to be a good week.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with you. All right, Scott. Well, no better person than to kick off our conference coverage here. Couldn't... couldn't ask for a better person. So thank you very much,
thank
Scott.
You
appreciate
very
the
much.
Time and keep up the good work. And let's do this more often. All right.
Awesome.
Yeah, right, there he is,
thank
Scott
you.
Butterfield
thank
from
you.
Your credit union partner. Go check him out, or you'll be somewhere on the planet. I'm assuming. Our paths will cross
yes,
for sure.
Right.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Well done, sir. Community Financial's present CEO Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.